have a question not related to that.
Okay. Well, my answer won't be related to it either.
How do we know how to move towards our purpose if we don't know what it is?
Well, actually, there's a number of different ways you can go about it. But I'll talk about one way, and I'm hoping that will be helpful. So if you start, and anybody can feel free to take this on, see how it works for them. So if you start reflecting on the experiences of your life, and sometimes it's good to start really quite when you were quite young, you know, and look into your experience long ago and later in life, but don't edit out the early years, and have a look for what are those things that you did or engagements that you had that, number one, you really enjoyed and felt like it came naturally to you. And the other thing that's really important there is to notice how other people around you responded to them. Yeah? And if you do that, you'll come up with some very good hints. Because if there's things that you really enjoyed and you felt like kind of they came naturally to you, and other people responded like what they said and how they expressed themselves led you to feel like they really they got something from it. Okay? So that will give you some really good hints about what you're calling your purpose is. Not in the way of, you know, strictly informational, like you need to do this particular kind of accounting work, or da 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 da. But it'll give you a really good sense of direction, a place to look into. Because, you know, what you're calling your purpose, well, yeah, I mean, most people only become really interested in that a bit later in life, you know, somewhere in adulthood. It could be much later in life. But it's not something that just doesn't exist before that. It's part of you. And it's very likely that it has shown up in some form earlier on in your life. So I'm thinking of my son. When he was, oh gosh, less than 2 years old, he started singing. And he was quite an extraordinary singer. Remember his first song that he sang as a, you know, just as a toddler was, Gloria, the whole thing, you know, perfect intonation, beautiful voice and everything. It's like everybody's really astonished. That's unusual. But for him, it was like, well, he clearly enjoyed it. And other people around him felt elevated by it in some way. And then it kind of disappeared for a couple of decades. But guess what? When he discovered his calling, guess what he is? He's a singer. And a musician. And he writes and sings songs, and he plays instruments and so forth, but there it was. Yeah. So that's a good way to start looking.
Is it useful, like I can think back to maybe my teenage years, but not so much more before that. Is it useful to ask my parents or other relatives for their perspective on it? Or is it all kind of dust in their own lens of...
Well, that's part of it. So there's no reason why you can't ask. But if you're going to ask, you know, relatives and family, friends and stuff, I would suggest you don't ask it like this heavy, weighty question, like I'm trying to determine my purpose in life and what did you know? You know, just like, you know, tell me some stories about What are some of the things that I did as a young person, a kid or whatever, or adolescent or whatever, that you know, you really found enjoyable, and you seem to feel like I was enjoying myself, and I seemed to have some talent or gift in that direction. And they're likely to tell you.
Can you be given a gift in life or a talent and not have that be your purpose?
Well, it may not be your, let's call it your main purpose, like your vocation. One example that comes to mind is, strangely, a lot of people who are really good mathematicians also have a particular gift for music. It's not uncommon. I'm not sure why, but there it is. So, you know, you just say, well, what does that mean? Well, is this person, let's say, supposed to be a musician, or supposed to be a mathematician, or supposed to be involved in something where mathematical prowess is important, or something like that? Well, could be one, could be the other. Some of those things are more like vocation, some of them are more like avocation. Now, well, that's one of the reasons why I suggest it's good to start looking quite early in life, you know. Because really young ones, even in the face of, you know, difficult or traumatic experiences in their upbringing, but they still have a wonderful connection and flow with these things, you know. Anyway, it's not the only way to work with the starting to discover a purpose, but it is a good one.
Can I mention something?
Yeah.
I just wanted to pick up that piece about, you know, coming from a deep wound, you know, and I think so many of the people in the world that have offer profound gifts have that in common with what you're saying. You know, that the wound is like an opening where the light gets in, and you know, it's something that propels the change and the kind of growth that's needed for the gift to emerge. I just wanted to offer that.